trial over Wyoming's abortion bans. That includes the state's first in the nation explicit ban on abortion pills. Americans picked up their spending from October to November as the unofficial holiday season kicked off, underscoring that shoppers still have power to keep buying. Retail sales rose 0.3% last month. Economists were expecting a 0.2% drop for November. On Wall Street, just before the opening bell, the Dow was up 100. Dow futures were up 174 points. More details at srnnews.com.
As God calls us to serve Him, He calls us to study. Conservative Theological University provides studies on campus and online personalized distant education studies that lead to your certified degree. Earn your associate's, bachelor's, master's, or doctorate. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE today. Please leave your contact information for the staff to reach out to you. That's 1-800-GO-BIBLE for Conservative Theological University.
Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is heard on 2 stations in Ohio and Virginia, as well as Brunswick, Georgia, St. Augustine, and Jacksonville, Florida. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities, and we sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donation button, or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention Radio.
Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. Your telephone call goes directly through to the studios, right to our microphone, so that we can entertain your questions, comments, dialogue, and discussion on the issue of the day. I'm talking about a subject with the globalist movement, Bugs for Breakfast. I'm looking at a headline. Says the global elimination of all meats and its production could save our planet. A new study of climate impacts on raising animals for food concludes that phasing out all animal agriculture has the potential of substantially altering the trajectory of global warming. Now, ladies and gentlemen, if you believe that, I will give you the Buckman Bridge, dismantle it, and reassemble it in your backyard. And for those not familiar with that, it's a 3-mile bridge. And yet there's a mindset somehow that we need to believe the lies. And by the way, they have a lot of these scientific studies that are saying that we need to cut out all meats, start eating bugs, if we're going to save the planet. What they're not telling you is most of the scientific studies are done by those that are in the industry, are connected to those in the industry, that it's a paid for, if you please, research and study. It's not factual. It's an impossibility. And one of the things that we need to understand today, and I've got article after article after article that as many of them as possible will touch on, but the FDA is familiar with it, and they are allowing bug, cricket, and other varmints, if you will, to be made into flour. They call it protein flour, being placed into food products that we eat, without having the proper labels to tell us that. Therein lies the major problem. Therein lies the major defect with what is taking place. If you want to eat bugs, fine, eat them. But don't force me to eat them or put them in a product that I'm not told that I'm eating bugs. But they're doing it on the basis that we're supposed to be saving planet Earth by doing so. I believe we have Jim on the line. Jim, go over the question or comment, please.
Hey, Dr. Youngblood. How are you this afternoon?
Doing great. I pray that you are. Thank you.
Doing good. Well, I'm glad you're back, sir.
It's good to be back.
Grateful to hear your voice.
Even yes, though it's, sir, raspy, it's a raspy voice.
Yeah, it's still there. It's delivering the message, and that's what counts, right?
Amen.
I had a couple of statements there. One of them would be, we could add another one to the rules for thee, but not for me. Well, we can just change that one to bugs. Bugs for thee and not for me. And the other part I wanted to make a comment on was, how come every time they're making some kind of synthetic meat or burger or whatever you want to call it that's made out of vegetable or whatever it's made out of, how come they're trying to make it taste like meat? Why are they always, vegans are the worst about this. You know, you want to eat vegetables, I don't have a problem with that. Daniel did it along with his three friends, and they hailed and came out on the better side. But to do that, they had, you know, they had a special dispensation from God and Jesus himself that allowed them to come out better. But for the most part, human beings do need protein, but not bug protein.
You're exactly right. One of the things that the general public's not aware of, and my research has borne it out, they have on the label that when it's on the product portion of the label, said it is economically sustainable. Economically sustainable. Anybody listening can go to DuckDuckGo. I don't recommend Google. Go to DuckDuckGo and research, what does it mean economically sustainable? Very simply put, it says bugs, crickets. It's where you're reading if they say part of the product, contents of the material would be economically sustainable. It's saying you're eating bugs. And perhaps I've said this before, and I'll touch on it. There's a particular breakfast bar out there that is it labeled Kind, K-I-N-D. The Kind breakfast bar, wonderful flavor. But when we started researching what's in it, discovered it says economically sustainable, then I started the research on that and kept pulling the string and finding out that it's crickets. Then we watched a part of a Shark Tank presentation where one of the sharks had bought into a company 5 years ago that grew and harvested and produced a cricket flour. And they showed what they were doing, how it's done, and they grow crickets by the millions, basically parch them, pulverize them into what they call the composting process and make it into a flour. Now, the FDA, as we speak, the FDA is allowing different companies to use that cricket flour, that bug flour, and place it in products, but are not required by law to label what's in it. Now, based on my latest research, some people could have an alarming allergic reaction to the cricket composted flour, just as one that would have a response, allergically so, from shellfish. In fact, one of the reports that I read said it would be the same response as eating shellfish for those that are allergic to it. So you got an allergen in there that they're not posting, and people could be dramatically harmed. But it's on the basis, hear me, Jim, it's on the basis that we're doing this so that we together can save planet Earth. And yet, in Genesis 8:22, God's Word promises us that until the end of the age, until the end of time, we'll have seed time and harvest. We'll have summer and winter. We'll have cold and hot. We'll have day and night. And yet we're being told by the government, the present globalist movement in government, that we need to have bugs for breakfast if we're going to save the planet. But on top of that, Jim, it's not just the bugs for breakfast. That's the approach for controlling our food. But the controlling of the fuel and controlling of our finances are all linked with it. There is a globalist goal, and that is to control every aspect of our life on planet Earth. Now, Jim, a question for you. They're saying that we've got, by 2030, we'll have about 9 billion people on the planet. That may or may not be true, but that's the contention. And some of these globalists are saying, listen to this, tell me your opinion. Some of the globalists are saying, we need to reduce the global population down to about 500 million people. That's a dramatic number of people that's got to be eliminated. How do they propose to eliminate us? Part of it is the plandemic of COVID and the future plandemic of a climate change alarmist being pushed by the UN. What are your thoughts on the potentials for that? And then, second to that, how should we respond to it? Should we be fearful? Should we keep on doing what we're doing? Should we stop eating meats? Should we stop driving gasoline-powered vehicles to save planet Earth?
Yeah, we should not be fearful. As far as what a handful of quacks and what they've got to say to the rest of the population of the world, I'm just astounded that they actually get away with it, to be honest with you, Doctor. It shows you how far gone the nature of human society is to allow anybody to stand on a podium and say, the earth is overpopulated, and oh, by the way, we need to get rid of a bunch of y'all, and they're clapping and whistling and so into the Republic in a roar, instead of somebody saying, what? Doctor, it proves to me that princes and principalities are definitely our enemy there, and they have a heavy sway and a large grip upon those that seek to do that bidding. It's a sad thing, Doctor. Sad thing.
Well, one other thing before I let you go, Jim. Look at another headline. Says Al Gore. Al Gore says, any messaging opposing my view on climate change is a threat to our democracy. The article reads in part, this appears to be one of those times when everyone knows what's going on. Massive and total censorship campaigns across America against anything that disagrees with and anyone that disagrees with the government's ideology. But no one actually says it aloud. Now, according to the record, Al Gore now confessing that he wants his messaging to be allowed. He claims that allowing people to have access to internet and other information that is in conflict with mainstream ideologies is a threat to democracy. He said social media, which carries those very opposition messages, have disrupted the balance that used to exist that made representative democracy work much better. End quote. It's a 5-page article. And very briefly, Jim, Al Gore is saying, what we say as the elitist about climate change should not be defeated, should not be demeaned, should not be discussed, should not be in any way detracted from by social media or by any other mechanism. In other words, he's calling for total silence through censorship of the electronic system where we communicate today. Do you believe that we will see in the next 12 months leading up to the election, the high-powered people behind the scenes cutting out anything that we have as far as the freedom of communication by censorship of what we say based on what they want us to say and believe?
They'd do it tomorrow if they could. Actually, they'd do it right now if they could, but I've heard these same things before. Wasn't it Anthony Fauci that said, I am the science there?
That's right.
I see Al Gore doing the same thing here, and he is not the end-all, be-all, but he would like to think it. And if you give those types of individuals the power to actually do it, historically, you can look at all of human history, and you can see the same thing over and over and over again. Individuals in power trying to stifle the freedom of other individuals, and they do it for multiple reasons. I've told you many times, they're the worst ones are the ones that saying that they're doing it for your own good. They will commit all types of atrocities to get to bring about an end to the their means. It's really terrible.
And Jim, one of the things that, or the main thing that I focus on, that I'm concerned about, with all that we're saying, if we could sum it up and tie a little bow around it, is that for the Christian and the conservative, as we see these things coming about, we should be concerned. We should stand up, speak up, and stop being silent. Because if this comes about as they're attempting to do, it will silence the church. It will silence Christians. It will destroy our Bill of Rights. It will take away our right of freedom of speech, freedom of religion, the right to keep and bear arms, and protecting our families. We're on the fast track for that, and I'm concerned. In fact, talking about the eating bugs, recent interview with Tucker Carlson, January 31st, 2023, says federal government will probably force all Americans to eat insects. He says, let's say you're eating packaged food and you open and have reading glasses in reach and you decide to look at the label. What is this stuff that you wonder about? Is it sustainable? What does the word sustainable mean? And he goes on to say, it turns out a lot of companies are using the term sustainable to suggest crickets. Crickets as in crimping, chirping insects. So why are crickets winding up in your snack food? Is that a good idea? Should you eat crickets without your knowledge? This is actually very serious, he says. First of all, eating insects is legal in the United States per the FDA. And yet crickets are in flour. Crickets are in candy. Crickets are in cotton candy. Crickets are in snacks. Crickets are in the things that we eat today without knowing it. And supposedly because it has a high protein and low fat and low carbohydrates values. According to Dr. Mark Siegel, that Tucker Carlson is speaking to, Mark Siegel says this, as a physician, people are allergic to this stuff because insects are a lot like shellfish. So if you have a shellfish allergy, you can itchy for any of this stuff. Itchy means you get scratchy results. You could end up in the emergency room having problems breathing. You could get asthma. You could get a rash, etc. Tucker said, and I quote, I would not be surprised if we end up with the bug mandate that you have to eat bugs to sustain our planet, end quote. Now, I find it intriguing when Tucker Carlson would devote an entire show interviewing Dr. Mark Siegel on the basis of what the government is doing, and he feels that it will come to the point where we'll be forced to eat the crickets in order to save the planet. So I'm concerned about that, and I pray that we recognize the danger of it. They're already in control of the vehicles. They're already in control of our health care. They're already in control of the Internet. The FCC is now making a decision on what they need to monitor and how they need to control it. So the bottom line is, Jim, I believe it's time for Christians. Wake up, sit up, be heard, be seen. Speak up, stop being silent. But, Jim, thank you so much for your stand. Thank you for your comments on the show today. Looking forward to what God is going to do as we continue to look up. Our redemption draweth nigh. Thank you so much. Have a blessed day. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about bugs for breakfast. We're talking about the control that the globalists, under the guise of protecting planet Earth, have over our lives. What are they doing? What will be the next thing on the track? Looking at headline, the World Economic Forum states that we'll be eating bugs very, very soon. Says the UN, the WEF, and the EU, and the entire Biden administration are pushing for us to eat bugs in lieu of meats. And I could go on and on and on. But ladies and gentlemen, that's just part of the picture. Keep in mind, we're talking about today the big picture of the globalist pushing. They're pushing the control over what we eat. They want us to eat bugs now. They're pushing the control over what we drive. They've been pushing the EVs, the electric vehicles. And most of the push is that by 2030, all of the vehicles that will be manufactured supposedly will be electric vehicles. We've had about six or eight states now, entire states that the state government have made the determination, and they've set arbitrary and capricious dates, that by a certain date and time in the future, that any vehicle in the state would have to be an electric vehicle. So they're wanting control over that. They're wanting control, by the way, with, if they can control the vehicle, they can control where we go, how long we stay. But along with part of the food control and the fuel control, we're also talking about, ladies and gentlemen, our financial control. Our financial control. Do you realize, and most are not aware of the fact, that through executive order, the Biden administration has ordered the monetary system to implement a digital currency, and they're planning on doing it, one article I read, by January the 19th. I don't know how they came up with that date. Have no idea. But they've already been implementing it on a partial basis in several states across America in the past 2 years under the dictum of the Biden administration's executive order. Do you realize with a control over our food, a control over the fuel, the control over our finances with the digital currency, ladies and gentlemen, they'll be able, they, the government, will be able to control what we spend, what we buy, who we give to. Let's just do some hypotheticals. Let's say that you've got your handheld device and you've got $10 in your account. And you go in to buy a stick of bubble gum, but because you just had something to say about the election in 2020, perhaps was stolen, or you've just had something to say about you stand with Donald Trump, you try to buy that pack of bubble gum and click, all of a sudden your digital currency is shut off. Your funds are not available. It will be the, one writer said, it will be the greatest dictatorial control over every life in America that we have ever seen in the history of our nation. And ladies and gentlemen, that's what the present movement for the government is doing. They want total control over how we can communicate, what we do, what we spend, and where we go. And as of July of this year, the Biden administration had passed on total authority to the World Health Organization, WHO, to make the determination for the future of the world in relationship to health and what needs to be done. I contend, ladies and gentlemen, that the next calamity that America will face will be a national health emergency based on climate change. Can you imagine an order coming down from Dr. Tedros, the head of the World Health Organization, that says we've got to shut down everything, every business got to be shut down. Every church has got to be closed because, after all, we've got to preserve planet Earth if we do not shut it down because of the climate change that's being produced as a result of just human activity. Ladies and gentlemen, that's on the fast track. And yet, at the same time all of this is happening, this same governmental apparatus designated that citizens, we the people, are the terrorists. I'm looking at a headline. The FBI whistleblower tells WorldNet Daily how conservatives are painted as domestic terrorists. There's big money in targeting patriotic Americans as calling them and calling them criminals, says Kyle Steffen. FBI agent Kyle Steffen couldn't take it anymore. Between 2016 and 2023, he had lived through working as a once revered agent that now agency that now interfered with elections and worked to jail everybody, every American, whom the Bureau surveilled and contended they're going to entrap and call place them as criminals. He refused to comply with the autocratic executive order 14043, mandating that federal employees to take at least 3 shots of experimental COVID vaccine. But beyond that, the federal agency was severely violating everything he stood for as an American citizen. As he became increasingly apparent of what was happening, the FBI actually engaged in election interference leading up to, listen, this is a former FBI agent, says that the FBI is actually engaged in interference leading up to the 2020 election while reprioritizing the agency's response to crime. Suddenly, the FBI agents were being notified that individuals or groups who championed traditional patriotic Christian values, were the domestic terrorist. Now, ladies and gentlemen, how should we respond? As Ezekiel said in Ezekiel 33:10, how should we then live? What should be our response to what we see taking place? Should we just be fearful? We need to understand, ladies and gentlemen, that the three major elements of Marxism, three major elements. Number one, to divide us racially, to divide the nation ethnically. Secondly, to destroy the nuclear family. And thirdly, to dethrone God. Those are the three major rails out of about 10, I call it 10 major points in Marxism. Out of the 10 major points in Marxism, those are the three major ones. Divide the nation ethnically, destroy the nuclear family, and to dethrone God. And ladies and gentlemen, all of that in this present administration is taking place, and is taking place on the basis of generating fear in the hearts and the minds of conservatives and Christians and patriots in our nation. And much of that is being done today on the so-called climate change. You've got to stop eating meat. You've got to start eating bugs. You've got to stop driving a gasoline-powered vehicle. You've got to drive an electric vehicle where they can geofence you and put you in a position that you can only go so far. In fact, maybe you've heard me say this before on a recent broadcast. They're now pushing for all new vehicles beginning in 2026 to have an electronic shutoff, so that if they contend that you're driving erratically, they're pretending it's on the basis of controlling drunk driving, that the government can shut your car down, prevent you from harming someone. But ladies and gentlemen, that will be a total control over where we go and how long we stay and what we do in our freedom to drive and to go. I'm looking at one headline. Candidate for governor, and this is this takes real tenacity. Candidate for governor says the 2020 presidential election was stolen by the CIA. In a recent gubernatorial debate, West Virginia Secretary of State Mark Warner, a Republican, made the bold statement that the Central Intelligence Agency played a role in stealing the 2020 presidential election from Donald Trump. During a recent debate on Metro News, Warner doubled down on his past allegations of widespread fraud in the 2020 election. And ladies and gentlemen, I've read articles that recently point out, one of them says, the new poll finds rampant mail-in voting fraud in the 2020 election. Ladies and gentlemen, they're just now bringing out what happened in 2020, and it will be a real event for 2024. Ladies and gentlemen, that means that as Christians, conservatives, patriots, we need to keep looking up. Our redemption draweth nigh. God is still in control. God's still on the throne. We need not fear what man can do, but place our faith and trust in God and God alone. Thank you for joining us today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida. Located 1 mile south of I-295, FCBC invites you to tune in nightly 9 to 10 for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're in.